morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because, as I say with every broadcast, this isn't like normal radio. This is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galganov.com, and I'm Howard Galganov. There's no CRTC. There's no FCC. There's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. The editorial today is all about, well, Barack Hussein Obama. Well, it's not just about Obama. It's about all of his failed policies. And it's not just failed policies of Obama. It's failed policies of the left. And don't get fooled even for a second when they talk about American socialism or democratic socialism. What they're talking about is communism. It's just, you know, it's a euphemism. It's just a polite word for saying something that's really ugly, you know, and that was what Obama was all about. It's still what Obama is all about. You have to understand something about communists, or socialists, whatever they want to call themselves. They want to be on top, so it's a very interesting dynamic. There's a pecking order. So the people who are the elitists, who think they're smarter than everybody else, and who get to control the military, the police, the guns, especially the guns, well, they sit in charge of everything, and they tell everybody else how everybody else should have to live their lives, and how everybody else has to share their wealth, I'm sorry. However, they in themselves live a luxurious life. You can see it now with all these billionaires who all of a sudden are socialists. People like Bloomberg. You know, sure, he's sitting on top of the world. He's got more money than God. So he can sit there and he can tell everybody else how to live their lives and how to play nice and how to share their wealth. Well, he doesn't have to share dick. I mean, if he doesn't pay another penny in taxes on his original wealth, but has to pay taxes on the interest of his wealth or the money that he earns off of that wealth, it doesn't make a difference. He's still going to be a mega billionaire. All of them are like that. All these Hollywooders, they're rich like hell. They spend money like crazy, but they don't want to share their wealth. What they want to do is just keep on making money and living a good life and telling you how to live your life. And they're all protected. They're protected by a lot of tough guys. And I use the word guys, not women. There might be some. But all these security people, they use ex-military. They use special forces people. They use guys who are well-trained and versed in the handling of guns, whether they're pistols or they're carbines. It doesn't matter, but they're well-protected, but they don't want you to be protected. They're the ones who want to be protected. So Obama's getting back into the fight. So at least it looks like he's going to get back into the fight. And he's shooting his mouth off the way he always did. Except, well, this isn't Obama's turn. He had his turn. And he screwed up America. And he screwed up the world. And now we have a president in the United States of America who's correcting all of this. What President Trump has done in less than 2 years is meteoric. I can't even begin to describe what he's done to change the entire world around in less than 24 months. And it's got to be driving Obama crazy because what he's effectively done, well, it goes back before Obama, goes to the Bushes and Clintons, but what President Trump has done, he's righted this enormous vessel that was capsizing. It was almost under for the count. And a lot of that has to do with Barack Hussein Obama. So I don't know. I understand why he's so upset with Trump. I understand why he doesn't want to see President Trump succeed. I understand why he has such an animosity towards conservatives. I understand all of it. And I think a lot of Americans understand it too. And the more Obama's going to show his face and his ugly voice and read from his teleprompter and tell the world how wonderful a job he did and that President Trump is only piggybacking on what he started, even though President Trump has literally obliterated everything that Obama did. I mean, he obliterated it. He's taken all of Obama's executive orders and shoved them where the sun doesn't shine. And even at that, you're going to get Obama, who's a narcissist in chief, who's one of the most self-centered, egotistical people I've ever heard about. Well, you're going to get him taking the credit for everything that Donald Trump has done and taking none of the blame for all the crap that he's put America and the rest of the world through as well. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Radio on Galganov.com. And as I said, no CRTC, no FCC, just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. And before I finally close, I just want to wish all of my Jewish friends and relatives and non-Jewish friends and relatives a very, very happy Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. Take good care until the next broadcast. Have a great, great day.